everybody, and welcome to Street Fight Radio, your two-time-a-week anarcho-comedy show hosted by me, Brett Payne, and Brian Quinby. We're here to unbrainwash the masses, to help everyone find a way to stop looking at the world in red and blue colors, stop picking a side, start joining together, become a community so we can all get along with the partying and having fun. And not working all the time and, you know, taking the banks too serious. I think we really messed up there. And as we go into this 21st century, let's stop worrying about that stuff so much and work towards making life better for everyone else. That's one of my main goals, at least. Thank you again to all of you that tune in on WCRS in Columbus, Ohio. You are the best, because it's community radio and it puts out entertainment like us, puts out information like Democracy Now!, some of the local news that's going on as well. There's sports coverage, there's labor rights, there's bicycles, there is everything you can think of and more. Please go look through at wcrsfm.org/programs. Right there is a list. You can even listen to it all online, so you're set. With something to listen to that's better than the crappy old Clear Channel, which I don't know if we're going to start with, but we're going to have to address the radio in Columbus, Ohio on this episode of Street Fight.
They're off the rails, I think. I think this is a perfect time to discuss the state of radio in Columbus, Ohio, or at least one part of the radio in Columbus, Ohio, and I assume in every other place in the country, really. You know, this might not even be a new thing.
Yes, we've mentioned it before. There is a hard rock radio station in Columbus, Ohio that's similar to other ones in all the other places around the world. We've had people send them to us. There is piles of them, named after animals and named after weapons and named after car parts. They happen in their hard rock. They're in Columbus. It's the Blitz.
Yeah. And it's written the way you would think, in like really bright yellow. It's electric. Bright yellow, like, yeah, electric writing. So they posted a thing yesterday at 6:57 PM.
Their morning
show. Caught my
eye. Their morning show crew, right? Loper and Randy.
Loper and Randy, yeah, the morning show crew. They're from Florida, okay, but they're Ohio to the bone. I mean, as you know, somebody who grew up in Florida, as close as they could be to the existence of a teen in Ohio.
Yes, now that they've been flown into Ohio from Florida to host the Hard Rock, they really love it here. And I guess have taken to. I mean, get comfortable enough to share some interesting theories that they've been hearing about on their Facebook page there.
I'm laughing. I can't stop laughing because, like, the listeners, regular listeners of Street Fight will know that my Facebook feed is vile. And it takes a lot to shake me out and notice something, you know?
Yes, you've seen it all. And you know what to expect for the most part, even if it's the worst of the worst. Like, you know when it's coming. And the usual people that are putting it out there.
Yeah, completely desensitized.
You keep your
to the whole
finger
thing.
On the pulse of right-wing hatred in America.
Yeah, so I see a story about the Muslim plan for implementing Sharia law in America just got revealed. I see an article that says that, and I'm like, well, that's interesting, because, like, not a lot of people have the guts to share something that says this is their plan, and this is how it's going to happen.
Yeah, and it usually takes a really stupid person to believe that somehow this LibertyJournal.com uncovered a video of the Muslim training video, you know, to take everyone down.
Yeah, so they gave it a little warning, like, hey, this can be pretty tough to watch here. These people are bad, I guess. And it was shared by the morning show, and they say this is pretty startling, which is such a grandma thing to say.
Yeah, I mean, this is so far sounds like just the beginning of an email, the email chains I used to get.
Yeah, from your aunt and uncle, like the one you're avoiding on Thanksgiving. The reason you unfriended somebody in your family is because they started a post that said, "This is very startling."
My goodness, the young people need to hear this and listen up. So I can't imagine. Come on, hit me with it. I'm salivating right now.
He said, I'm not posting this to stir up any hate.
Okay. Sounds honest. Also still sounds like those really hateful emails I got.
I know. And here's the thing. I'm not saying this to stir up any hate. Like, yeah, you kind of like you, but you know that that's going to be a byproduct of this.
So here it comes. Not racist, but.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, if you think that what you post might stir up hate and stirring up hate isn't your goal, you should just like sit on that post. Like maybe laugh at it in your head.
I love this idea. Whoa, guys, I'm not trying to start any trouble here or anything, but this is flipping my lids, man. My nugget's totally boiled. Did I really just find the training video for Muslim insurrection? This is some pretty wild stuff. Don't get too hateful about it. Just tell me if I need to get a bug out bag ready.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the article comes from a website. He sourced it as being from CBS News, which is an odd. I can't imagine. Like, I don't trust CBS. I know that he posted it saying CBS News because he's like, you know, people trust CBS News. You know, that's one of the big ones. That's one of the big trustworthy ones.
He cited that as the source, though? Like, CBS dug this up?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a video that comes from a website called Israel Video Network. Which is, that's like, that's right there, flags. You know? Yeah.
I mean, if your eyes are open, Alex Jones, InfoWar maniac, you have to see when, like, all of the stuff points towards Jew hatred. There's trends there.
Yeah. Or even, like, the webs. Yeah. I mean, like, you got to read the thing, too, because it's like, I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you what the story is that he linked to, which this is the thing. We're talking about a hard rock radio station. We are talking
This is what it is, though. I mean, this is their fan. There's like angry people that listen to angry music and hate Muslims. Like, you can float this by them. This guy, there's no higher ups at the Blitz. There's money there, right? No one cares anymore? Or is everybody on board with this message?
I guess, like, your morning show has to target grandpas now. Yeah, like, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess this. Yeah, that's where we're at. I mean, that's what this is. It sounds like, and I'm going to bring the people that made that birth control video, the Planned Parenthood video that said they were selling, you know, chopped up babies. Those people just got sent to jail. This sounds like another video, like, you better watch it. You know, like, you can't trust a video in these days and age with, like, they slap a logo on it and then, oh, man, totally got duped. Well, totally got – I mean, like, that's one of those things where we are openly arrogant and also ignorant and honest and all these things. We don't set ourselves up to get duped this hardcore because now, I mean, how do you respect – I mean, how do you go and listen to somebody like, wait, that guy – was sharing some old bogus ass grandma video. Like, that was this guy is like, he still uses the phone book. I don't know what, like, yeah. What is this the youth going wild these days? Like, I don't know what is going on here. Someone who wears board shorts could say this. Like, why are you worried about it, bruh? Come on, man. We can all catch waves together.
Yeah, well, he's worried that you're not going to be able to do that.
Right.
Once there's Sharia law, that's all over for him. You know, you're not going to have a Loper and Randy show.
Wait, bro. So there's American law, but they have a Sharia law and they want to implement that on me and my bros when we want to go see Stained. This is messed up. Rock on the Range is going to happen, Sharia law or not.
Exactly. This is what it felt like he was seeing. Man, how are we going to stop this? Maybe I can get some input from people that want to just listen to Five Finger Death Punch while they knock out drywall at work.
Sure. I mean, that I think that might be more of an audience for that. They'd be like, yeah, well, you know what? They better not come around here because I'm going to knock them out like that drywall.
Yeah. So I watched the video.
Deep. You get your fingers in that mess. You're like when someone does like an autopsy and they just go right in. They don't hesitate.
Yeah. Well, I needed to see what he was sharing. And like, I don't know if it's edited. I can't tell. I'm not like some kind of a video expert.
You can't tell if it's chopped at all.
Well, I mean, I think it's chopped, and it does have a CBS logo. But I mean, if the source was CBS, then you would think you would source to the CBS website. But instead, it's sourced to this Israel Today.
And it's a video.
Israel Video Network.
And what is the video? Training for taking over America?
It's a guy. This is the thing. It's this guy and his two buds walking around harassing people that are smoking or not following like Sharia law, that are walking around the street. He's like walking up to them and being like, you know, hey, no gambling over here. This is the Sharia place. But he can't arrest you or anything.
He can just hassle. Yeah,
it seems like he's hassling people. And I got white men have been going around hassling people for just generations.
Oh, I got a hassling I want to tell you. Time. I got a hassling I'm going to tell you all about today. Tonight.
Yeah.
A white man so hassling.
Yeah, it's an innate behavior in us, I guess. I mean, like, and so, yeah, they're hassling people that aren't following their religion. But, like, we have people over here that hassle people, too. And it's just very strange. Because, like, in the comments, you start to see people's real feelings.
So it's literally a video about, in another place, they have people that go around and hassle people not to do wrong things. And that is what they're going to do when they come here.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. He's it's just a guy that's saying like, man, you know, if I could take over your country, it would be this Sharia law. But when I mean, like, anybody that looked at the guy would be like, yeah, but I mean, like, you don't have any chance.
Yeah, everybody thinks you're a scrub. They just go down the block to gamble or just like flip you off and go somewhere else. Like, you're not. Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's something to get riled up. Sure. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy people right here in America we could be paying attention to, though, that have like this the same opinion about America.
Well, can I say that even in like this happened in East London, this video that he posted happened in East London. So, like, I go into the comments and I'm reading, and there are people that, like, there are already no-go zones in America. And there are Sharia courts in, and this guy's like, Dearborn, Michigan, Columbus, Ohio, in all capital letters. And I'm like, man, where's the Sharia court? I wish he would have said no-go zone, because I think that, like, because of my laziness, I've never gone to Dearborn, Michigan. But, man, I can hardly believe that there's a no-go zone.
What's a no-go zone? I don't know that language.
It's just a place that if you're not a Muslim, you're not allowed to go. You just don't go there.
Oh, you know? Well, Mormons have a place here like that. They have a big sci-fi temple that no one's allowed to go in unless you had the ceremonies.
Yeah. Well, that's part of any kind of movement. You have to
have a special area that nobody can go. Only our people get to go in here, okay? Y'all step back and stop craning your necks trying to get peeks, okay? It's only for the indoctrinated, yes. Okay?
Yes. Yeah, so.
Yeah, man, Sharia courts. I didn't know, man. I mean, maybe at Sharia courts, do they announce that? Or is there like a Sharia news network? I don't know where that went up. I never heard about that. I guess it doesn't get as much news as the IKEA does.
I mean, it's weird when you think about, like I don't know. Yeah, we do. Me, you and I are usually reporting on IKEA cutting down trees. It's not. I don't think we would know if Sharia court was here. Well, yeah, but
I don't know enough about the Muslim faith as I should, but if there is even, if there's an event called a Sharia court that happens at them, like there's all kinds of religious things that happen in every other one that if you took it out of context, it's all weird. Like that's what they're not, that's what's yes. not getting through to them is like, this is weird. Just like every other religion that's out there, they have really fatalistic names for all of their stuff. And they really believe they're like transgressing reality. So like, it sounds intense, guys. I mean, get used to it. It's religion.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
they're scared though. It's the coward. Like that's what the reason is. Like we blow it off is because like everybody here would whoop them. No one wants Sharia. No one is going to lay down for Sharia law here. It's just not like they don't like these people have this innate like cowardly feeling. Like oh no, they're going to overtake us all in the middle of the night. Like that's what stokes like all of their. That's what keeps them alive, I think. It's what they're fueled by, that hatred. That's why they need to listen to some, like, Five Finger Death Punch, or they want to hear the new Korn song.
I got to say, though, can I just say, and I know maybe we can pull some of these listeners, but a lot of people, there were a lot of people in the comments like, this is disgusting. What are you talking about? You know, like, this is, and then started explaining, like, why it was a hateful video. And he just kept saying, like, it can't be a hateful video. It's from CBS.
No, man, bro, they totally said this. So it's not hate, man. They're the hater, but not me, bro. I just didn't do this to start anything at all, man. I'm just like, what, bro, WTF? Is this for real? Do I need to get on my Metallica boots and take them out on these fellas? I got some buddies. I've been wearing my cut up at the Easy Rider conventions. Got guys whispering in my ear. There's a race war coming. I don't know what to say. I don't know. You know, these guys seem like pretty straight up. I get these videos in my email. I'm trying to wake you all up.
Yeah. He doesn't understand what it looks like, what he's doing. And, like, I want to just say that, like, if the audience, the audience for that radio station may be like,
yeah, you know, gun people, year gun old collectors. People. Yeah, I mean, yeah, people that had hard, people that blew their back out back in 1998. But you know, like working on the job, and you know, just like, dang man, I could have hung so much more drywall, man, if it just didn't, my back didn't give out on me. The glory days back when you could turn on a radio and hear some STP or something.
Yeah. Well, that radio station had Howard Stern, so they were even set up for the possibility. Like, so they're set up for years to have a talk show in the morning. So anybody that they got in the morning was probably going to talk a lot. And unfortunately, they got this guy that thinks Sharia law's on its way.
Yeah, their group, they're kind of like the cigarette people, though, where they're organization is just like getting older and older, and like young people aren't filling in the void, I don't think, enough. They're like, it's just like they're gonna have to, they're moving along with their audience. They're like, guys, we were playing football one year, just listening, you know, to Godsmack, and now it's Sharia Law's about to be here, man. It's Five Finger Death Punch coming up next. I hate everything about my life. It really sucks. I don't want to work anymore. I'll give it all up.
Yeah, this is the most accurate representation of that radio. Do we need to start? Every time I say I'm going to listen to Loper, I don't.
Get your head on straight. Watch some, figure it out. Get your head on straight. Play some music for people that like the hard rock now, and get a solid radio situation going on over there. Get it together. This is slipping too much. Somebody's not paying attention.
Yeah, talk about, you can have this conversation. Like, I think you can have this conversation on a radio show and be funny, you know? You could, but not if you believe it. That's the problem, is that, like, he got tricked like somebody's aunt.
Yeah, like someone, the gasp, like, Mom, what is it? Mom, oh, no, hush, hush, I'm trying to read this, I'm watching this video, and they're, like, waving their hands at you, just, every time there's a new frame that cuts, they're gonna shoo at us if we smoke outside.
Do you think it's because, like, a guy like that, like, when you do that kind of morning show, you have to follow, you don't necessarily have to follow, because, like, we follow kind of the news I mean, we don't really know what's happening. We're not particularly informative if you come here for news, but we have to kind of know what's going on. But they kind of make it their thing to be like, I'm just going to look at Reddit in the morning, and the first 29 things I see is what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that is kind of, that's where you get into, man. You got to have content. Always got to have content, something to talk about. And you got to work on that editing eye, though, a little bit, you know, when you're picking your topics. I mean, me and you get really earnest and have really, like, genuine conversations about stuff before the show all the time. I mean, part of getting prepared is, you know, loosening it up. But we also, like, really delve into each other, like, into it with each other, or try to. I got something, you know, this reminds me of, you were mentioning reading a story about Leadbelly saying that white guys were always checking to see if he had a job when they met him for the first time.
Yeah. Well, he said that, like, every time he ever met a white person, he felt like they were doing a job interview on him to find out what kind of, like, what stereotype they fit, what kind of black person they were to them. And it.
As soon as you said that, I do that. I absolutely admit that I've done that a whole bunch in my life. And I also am around a lot of sketchy people, so I do check job statuses on a lot of people that I meet. But I can understand, I can definitely see that being a real nuisance. And it didn't happen, but it made me think about it, because this snow situation in the East Coast, I'm over in Northern Virginia, has gotten so wild. And my neighbor, everyone was out. Like, that was the best part about this whole snow thing. Everybody got out. Everybody was digging the snow. It was a coordinated thing. I enjoyed it. And one of my neighbors I had never met before was this black woman that had just moved in. And I made the mistake of, like, trying to chum up some conversation with her by saying, hey, so do you work second shift? Because I don't really see you around here. You know, I'm out and about all day long. And she said, no, I'm unemployed. And I was like, God, that I just felt really terrible about it because of our previous conversation on the topic.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, thankfully, you know, the only way that we can talk to each other in the United States in capitalism is through, what do you do? What do you do to get the money? Where do you get all the money that it costs to do to live here?
Yeah, you got all this stuff here. How did you pay for all of that? What do you do for? Yeah, you're right. That is true. Like, I'm not beating myself up about it, but it was like, it was the only in. I couldn't think that was all, because everybody else I'm not super good friends with. I mean, I say hi to them and I see everybody else. But it was good, man. It's commie as heck when the snow comes down this hard, because everybody was helping everybody. It was awesome. They were like,
yeah,
because some apartment people are ill prepared. People were out here with dust pans. I moved all of our snow with a bucket. Like, we had one broken shovel that was getting passed around. It was like a real S show, and it was fun though. I enjoyed it. I really got into it.
Yeah, we didn't get any snow, which is amazing. Because, like, I love the pictures of all the snow, and I love that when I walk outside, I don't see any snow.
Yeah, I remember this stuff now. Like, every time I remember East Coast blizzard hits, you know, 36 inches of snow. And, like, Columbus doesn't get there. Columbus can accumulate to that point. But Columbus, I don't remember, you know, very few times did it just 3 or 4 feet of snow just drop from the sky. And so, yeah, this is definitely a new thing for me. But I like it. And, oh, this is what I was going to mention before. There was a white man issue that I didn't speak up about, and I don't feel like it was my place, but there's this grumpy old white guy that lives in our apartment complex. And the dude, I don't know, just his face, he looks like General Saul Tai from Battlestar Galactica. But he's like this really crusty old, like, not crusty, white facial hair. His whole outfit is like all brands. Like, he has all this expensive, like, hiking. He's prepared for everything. You know what I mean? Like, he brings out, like, a pocket shovel for icing, and he brings in, you know, he has, like, all this gear. And
that's his moment.
Yes.
This is his moment,
he's
right?
Yeah, exactly. All summer long, his wife was telling him, why do you need to order those snow shoes? they're on clearance right now, and you're going to thank me when I do. He's like, yes, exactly. He had too much money and has all this gear, and so this is his moment. And he's out there, and I don't know. I think this is foolish. He's trying to take this metal shovel and get up some of the ice that's in the middle. Now, driving on an inch of ice is through an apartment complex ain't that big of a deal. The 4 feet of snow is like the that's behind the car was like the deal. So anyways, these guys roll past. It's two Mexican dudes in an SUV, and I didn't think nothing of it. But I see him kind of hold his arm out, and I thought he was just trying to keep a distance. But he flags them down, and they roll down the window, and he says, how many times are you guys going to drive past here? You've been by here 4 or 5 times. We're trying to clear out the snow here, and you're pounding it into ice. And I was like, and he turned.
That's.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Can I say, like, that I might be a white man thing, but that might just be, that's a jerk.
Yeah.
He seems like a jerk.
It was the pickiest thing. I mean, he was mad. He was looking to, I don't know, he was looking to pick a fight. And it, I didn't, here's why I didn't say anything. I heard that, and I went and looked, and when I saw in the rearview mirror was the dude was high as hell. And he kind of, like, smirked. And then the guy had the white dude had turned his head, and he just goes, what? He just says, what? And I'm like, he's messing with him. He was messing with him. Because then the guy turned around and repeated it, like, more sternly. And then the dude just dragged it out. And then I could tell that he was screwing with them. Like, he was just one of those things where I don't know how he I'm not trying to say I didn't get involved, because I should have said something. I really should have. But the guy trolled that dude so hardcore that I was like, it doesn't matter. Like, he won. Like, he beat that dude, and I watched it happen. He got that guy so angry about it.
It's weird.
He was we were taking out the trash. And he's like, well, it seems like you've been taking out the trash a few times. And he was just like, well, I had other errands to run. And then I think the hilarious thing about this is that these dudes dug their car out. And you've waited this long and can't get the job done. They earned the right to drive around however much they want because they did the work. And here you are, Johnny Come Lately, with all your gear, and now you're racially you're picking a fight on these dudes because they're Mexicans. That's exactly what he was doing.
Why don't you? I mean, like, he, man, he. So he's trying to clear ice. Couldn't you use salt to do that though?
This yes, guy seems, salt. It, I don't know. And salt's the thing. And let me tell you what happened. Here's what happened later. So and we're all. We're,
can I also
go ahead?
I want to say that, like, I don't think what you did was wrong, and I'll bet you $1 million by not doing anything. I can almost bet that anybody else that was out there, you guys all shared a look and was like, "This guy's a jerk." You know what I mean? Like, nobody likes it, right? This is the guy we all hate.
Yeah, I was. I don't. There wasn't anybody else out there. It was just I heard it. I just overheard it. I think his wife might have been out there too, but I don't remember.
It was, but you can drive. I mean, like,
the thing about it though. Let me say this though, to close it all up. So about 2 hours later, the property people show up with a bobcat. They're running that bobcat all over that, pounding it all into ice. Like, there was literally no reason to bring that up. Like I said, it was silly for the to even be going after it. So I don't know. It was just a stupid moment.
Did he go yell at the bobcat, or was he scared? He's like, I'm not.
No, they were. He was buddying up with the bobcat. He was buddying up with the bobcat. He was.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
There were some weird personalities. I found out there's a customs guy that lives in my buildings, and he was absolutely that. He was like running around trying to micromanage everything. Was just it was weird. It was fun. Like I said, we were all forced to kind of join together and be out there, and you know, it was nice. I liked it. You know, people. It's one of those moments when you know that people, you know, come together. Oh, you know, that's always what happens. That's what people are. Well, do before they'll start cutting each other's throats.
No, I don't know if I've never been. I mean, like, we had one time where things got a little weird here. Electricity was out for 2 days, and somebody had a sign that said "Looters Beware," and people were like, "That's a little weird." You know what I mean? Like, we're gonna going to be like, it didn't happen, you know, most of the time. And like, especially with snow, you're right. People go outside, they start working together. They shun the people that don't shovel their sidewalk. Like, yeah. I don't want to shovel my sidewalk, but I know that if I don't do it, that's what a jerk does, you know?
Yeah, it's just something, it's one of those things that has to be done. And like, it's, that's when you're getting older and wiser, is when you stop playing around with it and how long you can put it off. You know, like, I just woke up and did it, and Erica was like, are we going to take a break or whatever? I'm like, no, I'm moving all of this snow. This is it. This task has to be done. We're just going to get the car out and be done with it. And then I helped dig other people out as well, just because I was started having fun with it. Because I was inside, man. We were inside for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, did not leave the inside. Monday, went outside, shoveled snow, and finally for the first day today, left my house. And I went into D.C., which was crazy as hell, and they had, oh man, their roads are so bad, but they were still, I saw dudes with like the French cufflinks on, carrying to-go food from a restaurant that they probably paid $110 for. Like, those people don't cook. There's no way they're cooking. Did you see that? Did you see the Chinese food delivery guy in New York City that they had running through all that snow?
No, I didn't. There's some, I didn't.
Some guy wading through like 3 feet of snow, and he's holding up a bag, a plastic bag of Chinese food above it so that it doesn't like accidentally fall in the snow, and he's delivering it.
That doesn't need to happen. That's, like, you should have had a...
There were so many people out, and they were, like, going to eat at restaurants. They're like, I'm not cooking. Although the...
I like leaving, though. I do like, when something like that goes down, there are a lot of people that even subconsciously are just like, I'm going to go out because nobody else is out.
It is fun. You know,
I agree. I always do that.
Yeah, exploring aspect is wonderful. It feels like all the rules have changed. Everything's different. Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with you on that. But some of those people, like, yeah, you don't have to expect all the restaurants to be open right now. Some people's car, you know, people's cars are completely iced in.
Yeah, yeah. I love the pictures. Like I said, I could look at pictures of snow all day. And I mean, I know that's a. For me, it's the ultimate inconvenience. And I know I've said a million times that the earth is not an inconvenience, but snow is legitimately kind of an inconvenience. Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, well, this one has been pretty fun. I mean, the forced hibernation is great. We're eating up all the food in the cabinets. And, you know, like, I looked at Erica and I was like, so we're going on, like, a no more 9 to 5 clock set, right? Until Monday. And she was like, yep. And so it was just wake up, sleep, whenever you felt like it. In and out of naps, in and out of 11 hours of sleep, up all night watching the wrestling. Like, so I was able to, it was good, like working habitat for me, because it was just however you felt like you wanted to. I mean, nothing was holding you back. It wasn't like you were setting aside any errands or anything. I wasn't being irresponsible and putting off, running down to the post office anymore. You know, I would literally had to stay in the house.
Yeah. They made the mailman go out. Like, I was thinking about that. Like, man, and the mailmans have to go out and do their thing. Like, the mail has to be delivered, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of stinks.
That's bogus. Definitely.
We had a conversation about. Yeah, we had that conversation about on Twitter with somebody. And now it stinks because I'm not going to remember who it was, about Weed Mouse on Twitter actually said that, like, Bloomberg was making it illegal for people to drive after 2:30. He would, I guess they said that he would have had them fined. Or is that de Blasio? De Blasio was going to. It's like, well, sometimes people do, they make people go to work. Like, when they say essential, only essential jobs, every job I've ever had has explained to me why they're essential.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, who was it? The NYPD put out a tweet that said, if you are on the roads after 2:30, we will arrest you. That's what it was.
Man, that's, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to, I don't think you should, try not to drive around Like, why can't the government just say, like, hey, can you all try not to drive around? And I know people are still going to drive around, but, like, I legitimately think that if it just snowed a lot and they wanted to plow the streets, I'd be like, okay, if the government built up, like, a trust with me, I might let them tell me to stay in. But I can see where people get a little weirded out. It's like they're telling you you can't leave your house after 2:30. It's like, what if they put, like, some kind of lock on my door so I can never get out again?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a slippery slope. Yeah, I think...
You never know what the government's going to do, man.
Yeah, the good...
Got to be one step ahead.
True. I did spend a lot of time watching the live feed of the local government here. The D.C. government is actually pretty good. The mayor is, like, she's really good, like, speaker, figurehead. She always has, like, says the right stuff. But it was so bureaucratic because they had all these mouthpieces from every department. And there was this podium that they set up outside. And so it was just hours of people going up and saying, this is Tom Mitchell from Department of Removal. And plows are on it, will be on it. You know, we're working round the clock. And it was like, we just watched it and giggled every time because they have the worst job in the world. And then we were like, me and my wife were talking, we're like, this is kind of like a requirement, though. Like, they have to announce their business out loud. Like, we don't want them to do it behind closed doors. So this is it. Like, this was the C-SPAN we were watching kind of thing where you're literally just seeing what's going on in there. And it became entertaining for a while because just the same people would go up like every 45 minutes. You're like, this guy's so mad. And then they would get quicker each time. Like, things haven't changed, folks. We're going to continue to do the same again. We'll get to you in another hour from now. And then they would peace by.
Yeah. And they're saying it out loud.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just because
they have to proclaim, hear ye, the snowplow shall run from here till there, from nither to nather, until the snow is removed.
Yeah.
Town crier.
Yeah. That is exactly what it is. It's funny, though, that, like, because Ohio and Columbus, our government access is never live. It's always, like, on tape delay. It's these big cities get to see their government happen live.
Yeah.
They can just tune into it.
It is.
Hey, look, it's the government.
I really do like it a lot. I mean, it feels like... You could go drive and punch her in the face. Like, she's like, you know where she's at. Like, it's so small, and like they like every you're within driving, you're within metro, you can get a hold of everybody that's in like your jurisdiction. You know, it makes more sense to
me.
It's easy to wrap your head around.
She could do what she's doing from her house, though.
Definitely. We make them. We're like, get out there. Get out there. You love this city so much. You want to run this city. Get out there and be a leader.
Yeah. Remember when Bill de Blasio was shoveling his snow? Because that's one of the other things is this is the time of year when people are like, oh, man, you know, these snowplows are out here. I'll bet you don't hate your taxes now. It's like, nope, still hate them. I mean, you don't have to like taxes. Taxes aren't something you have to be like, you have to happily sign over.
Yeah, that you're going to just take from me. Yeah, I'm not still not okay with this arrangement. Like, this part is great, but it's not all of the terms of the agreement.
What a minimal amount of help. Like, they really are just clearing the road so you can get back to work.
Yeah, that's the issue. It's shut down. Commerce has stopped. This is trouble. You know, now we need to work these guys to the bone to get the snow out of here.
That's the social safety net now, is that they'll make sure that they can have all the streets plowed so you can get to work.
We will make sure that you are working tomorrow. You will be waking up. You will not get a snow day. We will be sure of that because we know you have bills to pay. Oh, did you see? Did you see, I'm not going to be able to shout out anybody on this, but there was an article that somebody posted. I think it was Amber Lee had posted this article and mentioned this plan for a development in Washington, D.C. that was going to be for like 1,000 new of tiny houses, those little like under 500 square feet houses. They want to set up like a little area for that to sell to first-time home buyers and, like, millennials and stuff. And then with that Amber Lee, when she posted it with a comment that said, just put a bird on a Hooverville, like in Portlandia.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've totally butchered that, but it came to mind because there was that is another, like, really bad event, like the one, a really dystopian event when they're like, hey, guys, we made these really tiny houses in Washington, D.C. Yeah, rent's really crazy around here. It's like $3,000 a month. You know, you can buy this really tiny house for only, you know, $2,000. And then you have, you know, 395 of your own square feet.
Oh, my God. And, like, we kind of had those a little bit here. I mean, on a bigger scale, but they had these condos that were separate. Like, you were never connected to anybody. It was a condo community where you got each a little tiny house.
The little tiny Monopoly house. And then you have to save up for the big one or trade in.
Yeah.
Get four of them?
Yeah.
Once you get four tiny condos, you can get a house.
It's smart, though, in a way, because, like people that would get one of those are the people that share on Instagram pictures of tiny houses all the time and say, like, I would live here. I wouldn't have any problem living here.
When I heard about, like, I totally get the Hooverville side of it, but I'm also like, yes, this is what we want. This is exactly what I want. I can live in a studio, and I want to live in Washington, D.C., and this is perfect.
I'll live in this Hooverville. Yeah, I don't care.
If it's going to be just other young idiots that got sucked into that scam, I'm fine with them being my neighbors.
Yeah, no. I mean, I would probably I don't mind a small house. I want to be as small as I possibly can, I guess. But I think the funny thing is that, like, there's the first time home buyer thing is like, okay, we're not getting enough money out of these mortgages.
Yeah.
Let's make a more temporary house.
Yeah. We need, like, there's starter homes, and then there's, like, I can't even get started homes. this is for that type of home buyer in the marketplace. This is what NPR Marketplace, the new tiny home revolution is taking over major metropolises, places like the Bay Area where one couldn't afford to buy something. People now own 245 square feet of their own home. You know, it's unheard of. It's a boom. There's all this home buying, all these mortgages, and then, you know, Jamie Dimon is bundling up all these mortgages, just waiting for that tiny bubble to fall. Wait, I mean, it rises and falls, man. Bell-bottom jeans will be back, too, and so will big old houses, and everybody wants to be on cribs and move out to the country and get, like, a 4,000-square-foot house. So, we'll see.
Wait till they just start making, like, stacks of bunk beds that you get.
Yeah. We have this great new service. You know, it's always so finicky to upkeep a home. To have a place you have to be. Why not just have a warm bed? Why wouldn't you just pay for that like a mortgage? I mean, that's certainly worth something investing in. You can sell the bed to other like-minded individuals that don't want to own anything.
Yeah. You can sell the bed, or you can keep the bed and rent it out and sublease, move into your tiny home.
Sublease the bed to pay. Yes, you buy. Okay, you start off by buying two beds, a bunk bed. You get top bunk. You sublet bottom bunk. Then you take that equity to pay it off early and roll that sale of that whole bunk bed into a tiny home. And then by the time, you know, you're retiring at 65, you can get yourself a two-bedroom ranch house somewhere.
Yeah.
Something with some walking around room. Something with like four-digit square feet, you know? Something you can really stretch and do some gymnastics in.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're really moving to we're moving to people being fine with smaller and smaller area, which is great. I mean, because we do have a lot of people in this country that are like, I want to have as much space as I possibly can. And we're able to kind of accommodate that because there's so many of us that are just like, I'll just, you know, how about you give me two turlets and I'll be happy. Like, give me two.
Yeah, I'll take care of the rest.
Bathrooms. Yeah. Something that I've always wanted is two bathrooms, a kitchen and a living room, and a bedroom. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Yeah, I feel...
Can put it in the smallest space possible. I know two bathrooms is a lot, but, you know.
No, I feel... What are you going to do? I feel exactly the same way. Like, I am also into, like, pared down... You know, with modern life, with digital living, you don't have to own every single piece of media anymore. You can live a smaller life, but, like, it doesn't pair well with the economy because it just means that we're being bled dry more. You know, like, if it would be nice if we were more in charge of our destinies to the point where we were like, we're going to buy this small condo in this major metropolitan city so that we can advance our career or so that we can have all these experiences and then later we'll move on. No, I mean, it's literally just the bar is getting lowered. It's, you know, it's with the whole sharing economy too. It just cuts both ways. Like where it's really nice that Uber exists, but it's also because people need a second job, you know?
Yes.
To live.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
No one gets a buy. Who's got one job anymore? I got six jobs. I'm a Kevin Gates over here with my jobs. And everybody is, man.
You get tired.
You don't ever get to sleep. You never get to sleep, man. I've been having a really good week, actually. And I just had this realization like two or three days into it where I'm like, you just can't ever not do this. You don't ever get to rest. Like in order to keep to progress because I'm not going to try. I was about to go on a rhyme scheme there. But I mean, the way that like we make more money, you know, the price of it goes up. I was complaining about insurance again because I'm in a predicament where they said, hey, your insurance is now it's another year has passed. Your insurance is $82 more, you know. And so now I have to lose coverage or lose money. And, you know, like you want to keep progressing in like endeavors with Street Fight and all of this. And you just have to do it 24/7. You cannot let up because they are working against us faster than we ever can. You know, they're the house, the casino. We're playing by their rules, man.
Yeah, that's true.
And falling into their trap, loving it. I'm walking down into the Hooverville like, ooh, daddy's a homeowner. Now I can finally get some now I can get a higher cash advance.
I mean, do you get any land with your house?
No.
Or is it like a communal type of living? Like, can you go out, can you build a little fence so you can sunbathe?
I mean, you're allowed to have your spot out there. I mean, they have a little yard, like a square, but it's not like suburban living or anything. It's just a tiny place to eat, you know, probably get your first meal in. Then you know, these people probably, like I said, these people eat out for every meal. Like they go pick something up on their Starbucks card for breakfast and then, you know, pop by for a salad at another place and then go out with friends for dinner. I mean, that's the life there. So,
yeah, I would too. If I could eat out every night, that would be how I would have all of my meals.
When I was sick, man, and it really stunk too because I was sick. And it takes a lot of effort to come back to Ohio and not spend a whole bunch of money on food because I usually pack up a cooler. I have all my ingredients. I make all the meals so that way we're spending less than like, you know, $10-$20 a day on food unless it's a special occasion. But I couldn't move. We got sick as soon as we got there. And so it was just like I was eating food I couldn't even taste and blowing all that money but feeling like a king. It was just like, what do you want? Do you want Chinese? Do you want Greek? Do you want Indian? Do you want a hamburger? Like you can just whatever you want, just call it up, get it.
Yeah, that's what I want. You can do that here now.
Yeah, everybody.
You
can get
everything
it's just
delivered.
I know that's just where I mean where we're at, man. It's all available, but the price, man, is not sustainable.
I know. That's why you got to cook food sometimes for yourself. You can't just live like a prince unless you're a prince, you know?
Yeah.
Which,
unless you're
funny
that, like
enough,
I said, that guy with the pearl cufflinks or whatever it was walking out with that from that fancy like white tablecloth. He was getting into a Hummer, a giant Hummer that was just plowing over the snow with his like expensive meal, probably drinking a bottle of wine on the way home too.
So before we go off the air, I want to talk about something that Brett and I were totally right about, and you've probably already forgotten about this, but about a year ago, probably around a year ago now, a bunch of guys got kicked out of a wrestling show because they were dressed like wrestlers. You remember, you recall this, right, Brad?
Yeah, basically the hard cam, if for all the non-wrestling folks, there's something called the hard cam, and it's the one that stays still, and it just shows a side view of the ring so you can see the guys. There was a group of fellows that were dressed up like Ric Flair, Jake the Snake, Hulk Hogan, Macho Man. There was a few guys, right? They were right there, and they got kicked out, and they wrote a blog, right? They did like some crazy angry white man, like, I'm going to get vengeance on everybody and everyone's losing their job, didn't they?
They wrote a "this is unacceptable" letter. Okay. They basically did the writing. They did go online. They tweeted a "this is unacceptable." And Brett and I kind of said, like, man, these guys seem like a bunch of rich guys, first of all, that were just coming there. They didn't care about seeing the show. They wanted to be the show. You know,
yeah, they showed up. Their costumes were incredibly good. They weren't just off the rack costumes, from what I could tell. It wasn't like if me and you tried to slap together a fun cardboard costume. Yeah, and their front row at the wrestling, which, if you've ever looked at the price of those tickets, it's a BMW man's game. It's a Mercedes man's game to get on the front row of wrestling.
Yeah, everybody that sits in the front row at wrestling is rich.
Yeah, so this is rich spoiled babies dressed up like characters that aren't even relevant now, and you know that are old, like that don't wrestle anymore.
Yeah, yeah, and even so, last night The Rock was on wrestling, and he's allowed to go off the script sometime. He goes off the script, and there's some babies there that were dressed as Hulk Hogan and Macho Man and The Undertaker. They were doing their little thing, and they were being moved. And The Rock decides to stop them on the way and, like, you know, kind of riff on their costumes and stuff before.
Did you call them babies?
I called them babies. Yeah, they were adults.
You screwed up the flow of the story there. Yeah, there were people on wrestling last night doing the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I called them babies because they were like baby men that put on. I mean, they went to the wrestling. If you want to dress up like a wrestler, there's wrestling conventions. You can go to that. If that's the thing that you're into, you can do that. But at the show, just wear your regular clothes because you're not a wrestler. You're not in the show. The wrestlers are putting on the show. Okay.
Yeah, and you're allowed to wear a legend shirt. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, I know you want your friends to see you, but too bad. Get your own TV. Become a wrestler then. Go go to the wrestling school and become a wrestler. Maybe one day your friends will get to see you on wrestling.
Yes, so last night on wrestling, some fellas were getting moved. Maybe they were getting moved off camera, I guess, because Rock was talking. And so he goes down there to mess with them. And I notice that I know these guys, actually. And I used to work with him, and it is this guy that I absolutely despised. He was this fish-faced idiot that was born rich and was in a fraternity with the guy that started my company that was a millionaire. So he just rode on his coattails and got an office out of it. And he was like a fish-faced, offensive, like harassing, foolish idiot that drove a BMW and has enough money to like just say, dude, we should just go to wrestling. They're only like $600 for tickets. I'll swing it, you know? Like, it's like we hit it the nail on the head. I am just so proud of us, Brian, and how right we were.
Can I say that, like, every time we bring this up a lot, but we build straw men on this show sometimes, and we may have turned those guys into straw men, but Brett can unequivocally say that these guys were terrible. That were at the show.
Yeah, this is like that really unspeakable. Like, really, it would make my boss cry all the time. Didn't do anything. Would just brag about not doing anything. Then do one thing and ride on that for like 6 weeks. Just telling everybody, like, oh, I saved that one account. It was a big account that I saved. And then other than that, was just being like, I don't even have to do anything here. I just wait for that one big account to save. And he's like playing football. He's like playing basketball in the office, and this is like a completely bro, obviously, internet tech company that was like slapped together, but this guy was, oh man, he just made me so mad. And to know that he got to sit front row at wrestling, and I don't see him ever post about wrestling. Not even WrestleMania does he say anything, and it makes me so infuriating that I can't afford to do that. Like, I'm kept from it, but this guy gets enough, just handed to him, like, on a whim. Like, that's his attitude. We could just go, let's go, dude, we'll dress up like this. You know, we'll spend $60 on a costume. I'll Amazon Prime it one day, and we'll put it on and go down there and get on TV and get The Rock to talk to us. Man, you can't tell I'm salty, I mean, listen closer.
He's fired up. He's fired up. You know, this is one of those times when it's like, capitalism is not a meritocracy.
No.
Because I love wrestling. I should be the one that's allowed to go to wrestling, not him. Like,
I should be ahead of him in line.
He doesn't respect it. He doesn't respect it enough to know who's wrestling anymore. You know, you come in there dressed like Hulk Hogan, the Macho Man, and the Undertaker. It's like, you might as well have dressed up like the Hamburglar and like G.I. Joe. And like what I'm saying is, dress up like one of the new guys, you know, show some product knowledge.
Yeah, if you this is the guide to getting on Raw tips, show product knowledge.
I'm just irritated that, like, we should be at Raw in Miami cutting it up and going crazy.
Yeah, we would emphatically support them. We would do a radio show about it. We would be happy to, like, do all of that, and then just Rich Boy, man. Rich Boy comes through with his stupid connections once again.
Yeah, and he's the one, like, that's the guy that gets to live the easy life.
He bought,
like, yeah. The most offensive person.
Oh my god.
Gets to live the I get to go, man, this is really exciting. I get to go watch the wrestling. You know, I don't know. It's just funny. It's funny, I just bought the best seats. I'm sitting in front of a child.
As a goof.
You know, that truly enjoys it as a goof, you know.
As a goof. We took a limo here because we thought it would be funny. Who takes a limo to wrestling? We do. Me and the broskies. And the other thing, like, he got into biking, and I was doing, like, bike mechanic work at the time. And he bought, like, a $2,600 bike. Did a ride, realized he didn't like it, and then was telling me how he screwed over the person that he sold it to. Like, he's like, put it on Craigslist and screwed somebody over and got a whole bunch of money for it. And I'm just, how does this injustice stand in this world? There's no God. There's no God.
Yeah, it's really easy to be an atheist. That's when your atheist side really jumps out at you. You know, it's like, yeah, there's no God.
Nothing's riding this course at all, man. It's just set up on a whole bunch of bad systems. Playing themselves out.
Yes. The worst people get the best stuff. That is the key to everything here. The guys that are selling the micro houses, they're the ones that get to go on Caribbean vacations.
Yeah, they get comped front tickets to Raw. They know one of the developers that owns the stadium, you know, that Raw is in, and they get him tickets. Oh, thanks for filling. Thank you. Filled up that place pretty quick with tenants. Yeah, the grease and palms, man. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's deflates me. But it was amazing.
It should.
But actually, it vindicates me. It shows my listeners. We gotta figure out if we can find that show, because I was just it was unreal. I looked at his stupid fish face again, and I was like, he's the guy. He is. I knew it. He was who I was thinking of. Like you said, when we were putting that straw man together before, like, I was taking all kinds of inspiration from him.
Yeah. Yeah. You build a straw man out of him, and then he proved it to you. It almost feels like if you build the straw man, somebody will conform to it. But this guy, I mean,
it's a
waiting
game. It's a Nostradamus thing is what we got going on. But
yeah, somebody will tick all the boxes.
What's that?
Somebody will tick all the boxes.
Yeah, but we get back to a religious side of this, though, because it's kind of like synchronicity, that it would be that guy to prove it, though, right? I mean, not everybody knows that guy's a complete jerk.
Yeah, that you saw that, like, in the somehow in the universe, like, you were watching wrestling and you saw somebody you hate in the front row getting talked to by The Rock, and you were like, this dude doesn't even like wrestling.
Well, because I had already talked about it. No, what I mean is, like, to see, like, to think, wait, I was talking about this before, and then to have it be someone that plucked from your life. You know, it seems like, yeah. it seems like a disturbance in reality, like when people from your dreams, like in your dreams, when stuff just starts getting pushed together, like you watch the TV and you're like, that, I know that guy. I know who that person is, but then they also, you know, the whole time they were, you know, I had already, it's deja vu because we had already set up this moment one time before, you know, and then to have someone true. From my we past be future. A part of it. Yeah.
If we make a straw man, you're going to have to deal, like, you just know that it's real.
They're homunculus. Like, he's a homunculus because when you make, yeah, when you bring something inanimate to life, I think that's a homunculus.
Yeah. Well, we're one of those for sure.
No, well, they're people that make them. He's the like, man, this is amazing. I don't know. I was pretty, I'm still pretty mad about it. I'm really bitter.
Yeah, I would be too, man. I hate it when people have good times.
You know, I started doing that when I was
don't deserve them.
Yeah,
and I decide who deserves them, and you know who deserves them? Poor people, 100% of the time. Yeah, over
pretty much
like that kid.
Go ahead.
That kid, that dude did not deserve to get to go to wrestling and get talked to by The Rock. There was probably a kid with cancer behind him.
Yeah, that's like you're communist, like, in accordance to those in need. It's like, dude, you're pushing, you have the nice car already, like, lay back a little bit, you know, and let some other people get some of these good times. Like, he's just showing up to the front of the line, like, more good times, please, and just, like, getting to hand them over. It's like, all right, I actually, this bitterness was born in me as a teenager. They would be like, oh, we're backstage at the MTV Movie Awards. Let's see what's in their swag bags. And they would show off the stuff that they gave them for free. And I'm like, why do they get it? They can buy it. Like, they should just be in there running their credit cards for those. I don't see why. I need a phone. Why are they handing out brand new BlackBerry Thunderbolts to these celebrities?
Yeah, I remember seeing that for, yeah, the Oscars. It's like, we're about to give you a gold statue. And also, you get a bag full of cool stuff.
You get about
like all
$10,000 worth
that
of free merchandise. All the newest electronics, all the really great clothes, and yeah, you get hooked up with all that.
You want to have it. They want you to have it. I wish somebody wanted me to have something. You know,
if it was, we're doing like, such a terrible job with this show. We just fight off, I think, that kind of attention. I don't think that's our market.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we need it, though. We need a fashion designer to buy into us so we can get jeans.
Yeah, I want free jeans, definitely.
That's the thing. That's what I want, free jeans. Maybe a weed designer to give us weed, or just a drugs designer, really, to make us designer drugs.
Yeah, I still would love to do. I don't know. I don't want to. I would look into it, but my vape company came through in a big way. My battery broke, and they said there was a lifetime warranty. And I thought for sure this was going to be a fight. And I emailed them, and they were like, "Why don't you try charging it overnight and letting me know if it works?" And then I said, "No, it doesn't." And they were like, "You have a replacement on the way." I didn't have to send a picture. I didn't have to prove it. I didn't send it back or nothing.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of that stuff, you don't want to care. Like, they don't really care.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I mean. I don't want to advertise for that because it's garbage that they probably buy for $10 and they just, you know, wait you out until you move on to something better that you don't have to get replaced every 10 months.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, you get a bunch of free vaporizers out of it. I mean, if you're going to have the vaporizers for life, I guess you can't really hold them to a for life, like a lifetime warranty. You can't really hold them to that, but, you know, at least until the life of the company.
Yeah, they'll switch up. I'm sure they're going to just, there'll be like any crooked contractor out there and just change the name. O'Grady's is now O'Brady's. contracting. Yeah. So yeah, the company will just change her name, I'm sure. I don't know. They did me right though. But yeah, I don't know what we're going to do. As far as fundraising goes, we are looking at Patreon. I know a lot of other podcasts do that, and I think I want to as well. I think it'll be a good direction to take us. So patreon.com/streetfightwcrs. Not much going on over there right now, but you can still pledge money if you want to support what we do. Our ad-free entertainment. I'll give here, and I'll tell you why we're ad-free. Because if you want a great shave, you can just use a straight razor. On your face, a straight razor does just fine. It's great for coarse and curly hairs. And it's cheaper than even like the $6 a month. You can pay like $4 and get 10 blades. And it just works easy all the time and saves you money. But no one is paying anybody to tell you that. That's the problem, is that other companies are paying you to tell you other. Like, and also you can recycle the blades. 100% stainless steel blade that you can recycle. For all my crunchy folks out there, give it a shot. Let me know what you think, and if you decide to go with it, donate the difference to Street Fight that from your Dollar Shave Club or Harry's subscription.
Oh yeah, I would love that. Harry's.
Harry's of London, I think. It's Harry's of London, isn't it? Or is that guy
Gillette just, got one now?
Yeah, Gillette.
Gillette got one now. That's like when Giant Eagle got a fucking. Man, I got scared when, did you hear how I cut it? I mean, we're well in to time that I could cuss, but I was like, Gillette has a Dollar Shave Club, just like when Giant Eagle got a food truck. Everybody was into food trucks, so fucking Taco Bell makes a food truck.
Yeah, they're like, hey, man, we got the money. We can do this. This is all you want, right? Just this thing? Yeah. You don't really care who it comes from, do you?
You just want to eat it outside of a truck, right? That was the thing. You liked the truck. The truck was the part of it you liked.
You like subscribing to Blades, right? I mean, did you really believe all that stuff where they said that we've been screwing you over? We weren't. We promised we weren't. I mean, we also offer a subscription service. Oh, remember old Blockbuster Online going after Netflix. Ooh, that was so sad. But I got a lot of promotional stuff by sticking with Blockbuster for long enough. Like, until I wrote it to the end.
They were being able to go to a store was good with the Blockbuster.
And they would let you trade the online, for a while they let you trade the online movies directly in the store. So then like I said, I would threaten to quit like every 2 months and they would give me free time. So I was getting like a free movies every month and then going and trading them in at the store to get more movies.
Blockbuster was just,
they were so desperate. They were like, please don't leave us. We don't want to go away.
Yeah. That's what I always think. When is Best Buy gone? Best Buy seems like the type of place that's ripe to be. I guess everybody needs TV.
Yeah, I don't
think so. And that's kind of, that's like Phil's TV shop is it's replaced that. Like, Best Buy is the only place that sells TVs now.
And they maneuvered into that, all of those appliances too, man. They just have the square footage that you need to have a display room, because no one's buying who's buying a fucking refrigerator online? Who's doing that? Who's going to overstock.com and getting a five-door French door refrigerator for $4,500 and just getting that Amazon primed? Like, you got to go try the motherfucker out. You got to put your hands on it.
I mean, I'd probably buy like an appliance online. I wouldn't care. Because I don't know what any of them do that's special. Like, I don't know. I do know that like front loading washers and dryers are good. Or no.
Yeah, that's
is
the one.
Is it top loading or front loading?
The front one, man. That's what they're. Yeah, and like Samsung does them all now too. There's apps that like let you know when your clothes are done. So, yeah, Best Buy has maneuvered themselves. I mean, electronics are just, I mean, everything. Like, them is the shit, man. Everybody got to have those electronics.
You got to have a smart, everything's got to be smart, right, Brett? Like, you got to have a smart refrigerator. Tells you you're out of carrots. Whatever happened to writing it down on a list somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, things are changing too quick for you, Brian. The world's not the same anymore. These kids with their whiz-bang gizmos and applications changing the nation.
How much better, how much, how much better are our kids going to have it that their refrigerator is just going to tell them what they fucking need, you know? Instead of trying to have to figure that out, you can really get something to be like, hey, you know, you usually would have probably eaten like 2 bananas by now. You're out of bananas, dude. You need to get some more bananas.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I've actually been using an app called Habits, and I've been setting it up for really mundane stuff. And it is training me to do what I want to do. Like, I always put off, loading the dishwasher at the end of the night. Like, I will leave dishes in the sink, which is a no-no. You should never that just starts your day off so wrong. And so I set up this habit every single day. I just check on this app at the end of the night that I went ahead and got rid of the dishes. And it's like I'm now using a third-party interface to train my own brain. You know, where like before it was like the grandpa and grandma had to just go on grit and determination. They just every single night just told themselves in their head, "You lazy son of a bitch, go move the goddamn dishes out of the sink." Whereas me, I have a little app that comes up and is like, "Bee doo doo, please load the dishes, Brett." You know, like then I'm telling myself like what I want to do because I'm my own worst enemy. But I think everybody's that way. I feel like we've always been that way. Like, that's what it is like those people that are really strict and square and shit, like, they're really uptight and really, like, cagey because in order to all that upkeep of that lifestyle, you know, like, everything is perfect, everything's pristine, like, you're always on time and shit, takes too much out of you. But now you can lean on this phone buddy to, like, take care of all your scheduling. That goddamn Google now figures out where you're driving. Like, it's just like, oh, you're probably, it's like 2 p.m. On a weekday. You're probably heading back home after some mystery shops, Brett. We're going to go ahead. I see there's a cop up here. We're going to get the fastest way. So I don't, you know, like in one way I could see the Luddites complaining, but it also is like, it's a really simple solution to humans being so shitty, you know?
Yeah. Help me get rid of that part of thinking. Like, get rid of as much of that work as I can so I can think about other things. That's the problem. Like, sometimes you don't even want to think about other things. I do the dishes, like, 57 times a day.
I know.
Brett.
It's unreal. Like, I fucking hate them.
I don't even have a habit.
As soon as you do them, there's another load that needs to go in.
Yeah, I don't even have a dishwasher. I just do them. I walk in and I'm like, well, looks like I got to do a bunch of dishes.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. That is the reaction to have. I mean, I'm on the dishwasher thing, and like I said, they all get done, and I definitely don't get disgusting with it anymore, but like, I just try to stick to it, like, the tidiness all the time. Like, it just, I need this extra, like, stimulation, but it's hard.
Yeah, it stinks, man. I force myself to do it. But, like, it takes forever, and sometimes I still don't want to do it. I got out of doing all the dishes today because I had computer problems. Tons of them. I can't get any. I got 2 laptops in this house. I can't get to work right.
Oh, my God. Those are the worst. Man, it just, like, comes out of nowhere, and you're like, I need 6 hours. Now, all of a sudden, I need a 6-hour block of time to fuck with this thing. Like, oh, God. I hate computer
At least
problems.
It's not like a car. I guess this is what people used to have to do with their cars. Their cars would break down. And, like, what ends up happening when my computer fucks up is it's like me going, like, I'm just going to smoke some weed and fucking poke around with this thing until I fix it. It's kind of like fixing your car.
It is. You're right. I mean, it's the same thing. Yeah, something happens. You got to go out there and replace a plug or a hose or find something, you know, or you can't do your brake lines, all that shit. There was a lot more maintenance. Man, now, like, yeah, new cars, you just get a book full of, like, maintenance shit. They take care of it for you. I think it's because they know, yeah, they want to just be able to sell it off to the next person. They don't want you to fuck it up too bad. But now with the computers, though, I had some free time on Saturday night, and I did goddamn computer maintenance. This is, like, along the lines of that always have to be hustling, grinding shit, was, like, I had a fucking moment of time, and all I wanted to do was get my laptop to be clean again, because we got a brand new computer. So now I got my clean, virginal, pure computer, and then I got my old dirtbag laptop where I go get my torrents and, you know, do all kinds of fuckery on. So, but I want to get it, like, you know, in shape. You know, these things, the fucking computer is takes too much maintenance and too much work to upkeep.
Oh, I know. I'm going to be dealing with it for the next, like, 4 days. I'm just, like, on a real temporary setup so we can get the shows done. And then after that, it's time for intense work on the old laptop. It's a driver problem, which is the worst kind of thing to have.
Yeah, because you just... Yeah, you install it. You fucking install it. It doesn't work. You reinstall it. It doesn't work. You fucking reinstall it. It doesn't work. Because you're right. It's not that.
Yeah, you just can't figure out even what it is.
They're the worst.
So,
yeah.
Man, we get to be uncensored the whole time tomorrow.
You like doing this better? You said, now I don't think we said this on the show, but this, you said this is like eating your peas.
Eating your pee?
Eating your peas by doing this show first, because when you have dinner, and it's like whatever the big hunk of meat you have, and then peas, you just eat those as fast as you can in the beginning and gobble it all up because you know it's good for you. You don't like savor or enjoy the peas. You just get the peas out of the way because you know your doctor and your wife and your kid all want you to eat something green.
Well, for people who listen to the feed, I did a wrestling show on Monday night. So that's a show where I have to talk about one subject. And like, I don't like to be boxed in for anything. I can cuss as much as I want on that show, but then you're just like, you know, I have to talk about wrestling. I said, this is a show about wrestling. I'm just going to talk about wrestling, you know? And then you do Street Fight, which is like, okay, I get to talk about a bunch of stuff that I'm interested in, get to have a good time with my pal, can't use the cuss words, which is, for me, it sucks because I cuss a lot, like too much. And so, like, but then the last show we do during the week, man, is just we can talk about anything we want and we can cuss. It's the most fun.
Yeah, and this is a new schedule actually. For those of you that haven't been listening for very long, or have been for listening for a long time and wondering what we're talking about. And, you know, we used to do it a different way. We used to do the uncensored show first and then Street Fight. But now, in order to get it on the site and everything, the new plan is expect to get Street Fight on Thursdays, 8 p.m. on WCRS. They'll also be in iTunes or Stitcher or on StreetFightRadio.com on Thursday as well. So you're always going to get the show on Thursday now. And then I'll give you the uncensored show on Friday. I think I did it on Saturday last week, but it'll be done sometime on the weekend. So that way Monday you go in to a fresh show, fresh week with Street Fight, and we're all fired up and we're on all cylinders and bad mouthing whoever we want, and then, you know, then you close your week again on Thursday with Street Fight. So just stay in that circle. We're working on getting more shows together and using some donations as incentives. So if you guys want more shows, third show each month or each week, you're going to have to pay us. I already do so damn much. It's unreal, man, to, like... People expect you to run a fucking, like this is supposed to be a hobby of ours. We can't, because it doesn't make enough money to be like a career. But like, you got to run an Instagram, a Facebook, a Twitter, and they all got to be authentic to those, like, atmosphere. You know what I mean? Like how obnoxious that is?
Yeah. You can't do your Twitter game on Facebook. You can't do your Facebook game on Twitter, really. So I imagine when you got more of them, because that's all I do. I'm like, fuck this. These are the ones I'm going with. I can't. I'm not going to do Peach, okay?
So as always, you can find us on Instagram at Street Fight Radio. That has a bunch of photos of cool shit you'll get all day long. On Twitter, we're at Street Fight WCRS. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/StreetFightWCRS. Please give us some help and love over there. We need more eyeballs, more attention, more likes, more shares, more comments, more discussion, more over there. We also have a Tumblr, streetfightwcrs.tumblr.com. You can get all the shows get posted to Tumblr. That's automatic. So that's guaranteed to happen. And then someone got me on Twitter, MMouf, MMMOUF. Oh, I hope I got that name right. Had mentioned that they were interested in some of the songs that we played on Street Fight and wanted to know where they could get more of them. So Brian and I did set up a Spotify, and I'm at least probably going to add the show songs each week to a playlist. So that way it's all in one place if you guys want to go back later. But we also are probably going to make some of our own playlists as well. Brian's working on a nu metal one, I believe. So
actually, that's a living document. I wanted to bring that up. So the nu metal one is a living document. I'd like you to listen if you're out there, and if you dig it and you have some songs to add, I'd love to add more. But I got all the ones that I could get in my head out of there.
The good stuff, the good shit, like it's a classic rock of nu metal, all in one playlist. And, you know, we don't think that our taste is any better than anyone else, but we do like to share, and I always like to know what other people listen to as well, because, you know, it always surprises me or introduces me to something new, which is, you know, what I'm about when it comes to music. So thank you all to everybody that tunes in each week and supports us, that reached out on Street Fight, that sent us some money. Sam, thank you, my man. That was super dope of you to send that our way. Rory, as always, John, Elizabeth, Chase, my man Chase, two times a month donates. All you people out there stepping away from Dollar Shave Club, moving over to that single blade safety razor. Hit us up on PayPal, paypal.me/straightfightradio. Send a donation straight up if you don't want to do a monthly thing. I could go on forever. I feel like I could just keep, because there's a billion things that are involved with this that, man, we don't get paid enough for. But we will someday. We're going to take shit over. I'm going to calm down. We're taking shit over. Please join us. We'll be back. As always, Street Fight. Peace. I could bet all of the riches that I ever had. Rush in the night like a shark, babe, would it be bad if I had to sink the line for the thrills that run up my back? You must try, nothing else can leave me off track. You're gonna rise high.
just brave. Drowning in a way to save me. Subscribe. If you don't, you'll spy by the boat.